Here.
Member Forrest.
Here.
Vice Mayor Williams.
Here.
Mayor Watson.
Next item on the agenda, people to be heard. Just as a reminder, everybody has 5 minutes to speak. When you come up to the mic, please state your name and spell it for the record. First, I have Alyssa Gustafson.
No, he hasn't.
Good evening.
Coming back on the record, our detective.
My name is Alyssa Gustafson, G-U-S-T-A-F-S-O-N. I'm here to speak in opposition of Ordinance 1905, an ordinance by Bethel City Council amending Title 2.04 to provide for compensation and benefits for Bethel City Council and members. City Council members. First of all, I'd like to mention that my opposition to this ordinance does not have anything to do with any current members of City Council.
Do like we did and kind of go around the circle. Anybody care to start? Thank you, Mr. Albertson.
Go in the same direction. That's fine. I guess I don't totally think quarterly evaluations are necessary. When I've had questions or anything for our city manager, I just go see him. It's been easy to do, and he's been approachable, and I've been able to get answers for things. Pete, I think you're doing a good job. When I've had concerns, they've been addressed. When I've had questions, they've been addressed. When I've had, hey, let's think through this, I've been able to do that. I would commend you on working through some issues. I feel like you haven't always had the resources to deal with. There have been some things that you brought to council's attention where council went a different direction and you had to kind of duck and roll with that a little bit, and I think you have. So, I have worked with five, that can't be, maybe five. I feel good about the direction that that we're going. I think you're rooted in the community, and I'm glad you're at the wheel. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. Mr. Forbes?
Thank you. I'll echo a lot of what Councilmember Albertson said, I said this earlier in another evaluation with the city attorney. It's the same idea of that, I think sometimes we as council members need to remember that we are a collective body that our expectations of our performance or of our the work done by our employees should be based off of our collective action. Often cases that means, an action memorandum saying we want administration to do this. Sometimes I think some of the problems that council has with administration is, I stopped by and asked about this. What's the progress on that?
Please stay with an evaluation and not the process. You're talking about the process?
Yeah, no. But I guess I'm preemptively responding to what some of you are
going
to say.
Just stay with the evaluation, please, not about what you think I'm doing.
I'm not.
Okay, that's exactly what you're saying. Please stay with your evaluation of the city manager.
I guess what I was getting at is that Pete has done a very good job of working within our formal direction that Pete has when we have, as a majority of seven elected council members, when we have said this is what we want the city manager to do, Pete has done that. That is how things should be done, and that is how Pete is doing things. Under Pete's leadership, we've seen some very big progress. The Avenues Project, that's a big feat that I'm very glad that we got done. And, that's one of those things where it came back to not what we individually wanted, but we as council members directed administration to go that route. And when we've directed Pete as a single body, he has delivered very well on those projects. And so for that, I commend you. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Charles.
Well, thank you, Mayor. Well, since the last evaluation, I was in a learning stage then. But I come to find out it's, to me, it's pretty disappointing. Pretty disappointed. And quite a few meetings ago, I said, did I join up the city council meeting just to do budget modifications? Every meeting, except today. That was the first. First time in 12 meetings that we did not have a budget modification. And quite frankly, I don't know if the city manager is qualified to run the city at this point. And there is no trust between the city council, the city manager, and the public.
I'd ask that you not speak on behalf of the council.
I'm sorry. I refrain from that. That's all I have for now.
Thank you, Mr. Charles. Councilman Jung Jordan.
Thank you. Like Fritz, I feel that way too. I feel like you have made several violations of the BMC, especially in the procurement process. I don't feel like you've done a really good job of managing crucial departments within the city, that being finance and streets and roads, you know. I just don't feel like you're doing a good job. Payroll used to be done, it was outsourced by Cassell, and they did a good job, you know, with processing payroll and taxes and everything. Now that it's brought back in-house and the positions are combined, the accounts payable and payroll, I think that there's some big problems with the federal taxes. I think that people don't really know about it. So I'm not really that happy with the job you're doing. I just feel like you're not managing the departments. I feel like you favor certain city council members. I feel like you give certain council members special information that we don't get. Whenever I've had issues or questions, I email you, I don't get a very good answer back. I just feel like there's no respect. And I feel like it's because I'm coming at you directly and not as a group of seven. But I feel like I should be able to, you know, I've always been civil with you. I feel like I should be able to get information from my city manager, just like any other city council member. That's all.
Would you like to respond to each individual or just keep going? Vice Mayor Williams?
No comments.
Councilman Barr?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't want to be chastised by you or going out of order.
I wouldn't chastise you.
But apparently we are restricted to certain comments, and that's it. Pete, you do a great, wonderful job. I've come into your office on several occasions. I always got the answers that I'm looking for. You've been honest with me. I find no dishonesty in you. I appreciate the work that you do. And all the time and effort that you put in for trying to keep this city alive and afloat. And I think you've sailed the ship in the very calm waters. And I appreciate the commitment that you've shown to the people in this community. Keep up the great work, Pete. Appreciate you. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. City Manager Williams, I do agree with some of the positive comments. When you're working for the council, you do so in a responsive manner, in a timely manner, and you address everybody. I do agree with some of the council members' comments. When it comes to a council as the whole, you're very responsive. You know, more than often than not, you're right on task. And you have done some good things in the last 3 years. But you also need to realize a lot of the stuff that we do as council members does not come from sitting up here at a meeting twice a month. A lot of the stuff comes from information coming from your office, requested from each council member. Perry Barr has stated he's coming to your office. I know I've seen other members coming to your office, so it's not just isolated. So it does have a factor that you be responsible not only to the council as a whole, but individual council members. Some of the things that concern me. In January, I had emailed you about questions about the endowment fund. I wanted information. And you had deferred that to the city attorney. And then the decision was, you need to get me the information. I asked you, when will you give me the information? Your response was, dunno. Dunno. And then I said, okay, and this was in January, I believe it was January 14th, to be exact. And I said, okay, that's fine. What about the end of the month, February 28th? And your response was, we'll see, or something to that effect. Now, had I responded to requests from my employer in that fashion, I wouldn't have a job. I still don't have the information from you regarding that endowment fund from that January request. I still don't have it. We're the end of April. 2 months later, after you said you would get it to me by February 28th, is that being responsive? You think it's being responsive?
I didn't have an answer to your question.
Okay, and that's one instance that concerns me. The other one is regarding the city dump, and the fill that was put in there. And it was brought up, you don't see any dishonesty, Mr. Barr, in an email from you, city manager, regarding the procurement for dirt on the city landfill, the dump. You said code was followed. It said so right in an email. I can read it to you. Those were your exact words. Code was followed. Come to find out, code was not followed. Do you realize that?
I don't know what the issue was.
Regarding the sand and the fill, where we had a private contractor dumping sand there instead of us getting it. I believe it was Dale Construction. Okay. You weren't aware of that as a city manager? You had said the question was asked of you from a council member.
Right.
Was code, Bethel Municipal Code, followed?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Your answer was yes, code was followed.
Right.
As far as I know, are you,
huh? Okay. Go ahead.
Are you aware that code was not followed in that instance?
No, I wasn't aware I hadn't been followed.
So you don't know what's going on in departments?
Well, no, I don't know 100% exactly what everybody's doing.
You think this is an important thing? I mean, we're talking about a significant contract here. You must have signed the purchase order.
I did.
Okay, so that concerns me.
Right.
And I had forgotten my list. I'm sorry. Oh, and this thing is regarding, the last one is regarding the budget. You had months, and you submitted in April, April 1st, like you were supposed to. But you had a lot of time to prepare, and what was submitted was not a budget. You agreed to that. You said it was a formatting problem.
I told you in January you weren't going to get a budget that was good to go without Jim Sharp or a finance
director. What does the code say?
I don't care what the code says. I can't
So you're not caring about Bethel Municipal Code, is what you're telling me.
I can't. We didn't have anybody I'll just to leave make it up that. That budget. I can't understand that. That's a real misconception on
Thank
your
you.
Part.
Thank you, Mr. City Manager. Anybody else want to comment? All right. Anybody want to say anything further?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Charles.
At this time, I move to terminate the contract of the city manager.
Can't do that. You have to give him notice.
I'm sorry?
You have to give him notice.
What?
You have to give him notice. You have to give him notice under the contract that you intend to terminate.
Is that in the
this
contract?
This can be the notice, but you have to give him notice, and per the insurance, doesn't have to be me, but per the insurance, you have to consult an attorney.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor.
I'm waiting for a second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Mr. Charles, you got first debate? Actually, let's address your question.
You're required to give him notice and due process, which means he has a right to defend. You've given him some allegations. He has the right to defend. The insurance company requires that an attorney sign off. If you're not comfortable with me signing off, you can have a different attorney. But the insurance company requires that an attorney agree to the termination. Mr. Williams will confer.
Vice Mayor Williams.
Our insurance company didn't say that to me today. Okay. I'm just letting you know. They stated there was no form to fill out. Just have to give them notice.
Can you provide that information?
I've spoken to
Because this. Basically what that's doing is it's tying our hands and depending on you.
I didn't say you had to go with me. Mr. Williams has been here numerous times, has reminded all of us of that, that that has always been a requirement of the insurance company.
That they be notified?
No. That the attorney sign off on a termination, and I've been very clear that it didn't, if you're not comfortable with me, that it could be anyone that you choose.
After the fact.
Before the fact. And that he is entitled to notice of termination and a due process hearing. You're entitled to suspend him with or without pay prior to termination, pending a formal hearing.
Can you provide that information? I mean,
Of course.
Tonight?
Right now. You are free to put him on suspension with or without pay right now without notice. To terminate, he is entitled to due process of law. What are the allegations and an opportunity to defend those allegations?
And he can do that tonight?
He has the right to seek any assistance he wants, whether it be Joe Hobo on the street or an attorney. He has the right to seek assistance. That would be up to Mr. Williams whether he wishes to do that tonight or another night. Due process is notice and opportunity to be heard.
Thank you. Mr. Vice Mayor Williams.
As an at-will employee, his determination of employment depends on the council at any time. It's not a due process issue. It's an at-will issue. The at-will issue is in front of us. Not a due process.
Well, the contract does state at will.
I do not wish to argue with the Vice Mayor. It appears that he is not comfortable with my statements. However, we are at will, but at will still has fair dealings clause. You still have to treat people with fair dealings.
That's not the definition of at will?
At will has that. That is a basic tenet of law. At will does not allow you to discriminate, even though it doesn't say it in at will.
We're not talking about discrimination.
I'm making an example.
No, we're not.
I'm making an example, Mr. Mayor. You're saying at will doesn't say this. I'm saying I agree. At will also doesn't
say
this.
Okay, so we agree. Thank you.
She's giving you a legal opinion. You don't agree, and I don't think it's right to
talk
over.
Let's go ahead and let's just follow rules and be recognized, please. Mr. Albertson.
I think our attorney is trying to give us a legal opinion on this, and I don't think talking over her is productive. I mean...
Thank you. Point taken. I appreciate that. I apologize, Mrs. Burley. You have anything further?
No, sir.
Any further discussion? Yes, Mr. Forbes.
So, I've taken issue with some of the behavior of this council, and I think this is kind of just like the peak of. So this is the first council that's wanted to pay itself in a long time. This is also the first council that has wanted to talk about giving utility benefits, and they're also. Talking about the scope of what you can and can't do while the city's paying for travel. And now we're looking at, we want to fire the city manager because we had budget modifications on our agenda. And I think it's indicative of, one, this council doesn't understand the scope of what the city manager does for the city, and the city council expects the city manager to be available for our individual needs and requests that we're only here twice a month. We are not a day-to-day manager. Obviously, Pete, as the city manager, reports to this council, but it's not our job to be hovering over him about what he's doing on a day-to-day basis. And obviously, Pete has areas to improve on, and that is what these evaluations, if done productively, are there for. But it seems like this council has personal vendettas against Pete, and people.
I will not allow you to say that because you're speaking on behalf of council members.
I was making an observation, so I guess
that's your opinion.
Yeah,
I will not allow you to speak on behalf.
Okay, but so I guess I'll finish.
You're basically saying I have a vendetta against him.
I did not say
that's
that you.
Basically, what you said. You said this council. I won't allow that.
Point of order,
so.
So just in conclusion, it seems like this council does not have a realistic picture of what a city manager does. And
I wouldn't allow you to say that either, because you're speaking on behalf of the whole council.
I'm not speaking on behalf of the council. I am saying my observation is that this council does not have.
I'll let you say that. You said this council.
I'm not.
Go ahead. We're not arguing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So it seems like this council, from my view, me as Mitchell Forbes sitting here looking at the rest of you, I'm not saying what you're thinking, but from when I look at this council, it seems like this council does not have a good view of what a city manager should do. And it seems like Pete has been held to a standard that he cannot meet, that rather than going to fire a city manager because he was responsibly handling our financials and asking us about budget modifications, we'd rather fire him and then have to start the process of finding a city manager in Bethel who is competent. It just seems like it's extremely irresponsible and a waste of the city's time. It'd be a waste of city resources to have to find a new city manager. It's kind of, I don't know, embarrassing to be a part of this council when things like this happen. Like, oh, you guys tried to fire the city manager. Why? Oh, he had budget modifications. Like, it's just, it's embarrassing and inappropriate. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Forbes. I